At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, December 18th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So just a heads up for our regular listeners for the Trojan Sports Report, this will be the last show of 2019 before we start the new year. So if you need athletic information or anything like that over the break, just check out our website. We'll try our best to post everything there. But with the break coming up, this will be our last one for 2019. Hard to believe that the year flew by that quick. So let's get started. Today's show will be a little bit shorter than normal. We are done with our winter sports previews with our head coaches. And now that we are finally into events and games, we're going to recap the last week of scores for our varsity team. And then the second half of the shows will be discussing our schedules for the week ahead. And so with the break coming up, we've got a lot of schedules to discuss for the holiday break. So first up, let's review this past week. So for varsity girls basketball, they went 0-2 with losses to State College and Cedar Cliff. The team was competitive in both games, though, especially the Cedar Cliff game as they were tied going into the fourth quarter. The scores, though, were 45-27 against State College and 45-28 against Cedar Cliff. So the team now has an overall record of 1-4, and they will be home this evening versus Carlisle. Varsity boys basketball this past week went 1-1. They defeated State College on the road this past Friday, 60-37, and then followed that up with a tough 53-38 loss to a very good Cedar Cliff team at home on Saturday evening. The team, though, has a great overall record at 4-1 and is going to look to get back in the win column later this evening on the road at Carlisle. Varsity wrestling last week defeated Harrisburg on Thursday, 64-12. That helped them improve their overall dual meet record of 4-1. And the team will travel to Carlisle tomorrow evening and then to the prestigious Beast of the East tournament in Delaware this Saturday and Sunday. Varsity boys swimming opened up their dual meet season this past Thursday with a big 109-60 win over the Thundering Herd of Carlisle. Then last night, they unfortunately lost to the Little Lions of State College by a score of 116.5-69.5. And so the team now has a dual meet record of 1-1. Just like the boys, varsity girls opened up their season this past Thursday, again hosting Carlisle. They lost to the Thundering Herd 104-64 and then traveled to State College last evening and fell 142-37. So the team is 0-2, but will look to get their first win tomorrow at home against Central Dauphin. So that wraps up last week's scores and highlights. If you want to check out our daily scores, just follow us on Twitter. We post the varsity final scores every evening on our Twitter account and our Instagram account, which both are CASD Athletics, so check those out. So if you're just now tuning in, we'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. We are here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., and we have a rebroadcast airing at 4:30 p.m. every Wednesday as well. So now let's look to the week ahead and to the holiday break with all the events we have going on. Even though school is not in session, our athletes are still hard at work. So for today, we have several basketball events going on. Freshman girls basketball hosts Carlisle at 4 p.m. in the Cassius Fieldhouse, while the freshman boys team travels to Carlisle for a 3:45 p.m. start. The varsity girls basketball team then will host Carlisle tonight at 7:30 p.m. There is no JV game tonight. That was just announced this morning. So once again, there's no JV girls basketball game tonight, only varsity, and that tip-off is 7:30 p.m. The varsity and JV boys basketball teams then travel to Carlisle for 6 and 7:30 p.m. starts. And then the North Junior High and Junior High JV girls basketball team travels to Big Spring for 3:45 and 4:45 p.m. games. The North boys games against Big Spring were postponed to tomorrow, same times, 4 and 5 o'clock, tip-off at Cams North. Then tomorrow, Thursday, December 19th, the varsity boys and girls swimming host Central Dauphin at 4 p.m. at the Chambersburg YMCA. Junior high wrestling and varsity wrestling travel to Carlisle, with junior high first at 5:30 and varsity at 7. And then the South basketball teams will take on Cumberland Valley with the girls traveling to Eagle View for a 3:45 p.m. game, and the boys hosting Eagle View for 4 and 5 o'clock games at Cam South. Friday, December 20th, our basketball teams host and travel to Central Dolphin. The girls are on the road with freshmen beginning at 3:45 and then varsity and JV at 6 and 7:30. And then the varsity and JV boys and freshman boys host the Rams of Central Dolphin with freshmen beginning at 4 and varsity and JV at 6 and 7:30. And that's in the Cassius Fieldhouse. And then this weekend, varsity wrestling travels to the Beast of the East tournament, which is at 8:30 a.m. at the University of Delaware on both Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd. Then we'll get a little time off. Our athletes and coaches and you guys as fans will get to enjoy Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And then we're right back at it with Thursday and Friday, December 26th and 27th. The varsity and JV boys basketball teams traveling to Gettysburg for the Lions holiday tournament. And the freshman boys basketball team traveling to Cumberland Valley for their annual holiday tournament as well. Then on Friday and Saturday, December 27th and 28th, Cassius is going to be a busy, busy place as the varsity and junior high wrestling teams host the annual Trojan Wars Wrestling Tournament. We will have about 50 high schools and 30 junior high teams coming here to Chambersburg for that tournament. And once again, like I said, Cassius is going to be busy. We basically take over the entire complex here, both gyms, the cafeteria, the auditorium, for that big tournament. So if you need something to do over the break, come check that out. Once again, that's the 27th and 28th. And then to finish out 2019, the varsity boys and girls swimming team travel to Big Spring for the Bulldog Bash at 10 a.m. on Saturday, December 28th. And then to open the new year, swimming will be our first big event here. Actually, they're on the road. They will be on the road January 2nd at Shippensburg at 4:30 p.m. And then on Friday, January 3rd, we've got more basketball for you guys. So the freshman and varsity and JV girls basketball teams host Central Dolphin East with freshmen at 4 p.m., varsity at 6 and 7:30, while the boys teams travel to City East for very similar times. Freshmen are at 3:45, and the varsity and JV games are at 6 and 7:30. And then our North boys and girls basketball teams are also in action on the 3rd as well, with the boys traveling to Gettysburg and the girls hosting Gettysburg at Cams North. And then Saturday, January 4th, varsity wrestling is at the Southern Columbia SoCo Shuffle, which begins at 9 a.m. So that's just a lot of events over the break. Like I said, even though school is closed, our athletes are still hard at work competing both on the courts, in the pool, and on the wrestling mat. So I hope you guys get a chance to check out some of those events over the break if you guys need something to do. But other than that, just like I said, stay tuned to our website, stay tuned to our social media accounts, and we will post updates on all those events and those scores as they occur. So like I said, today was a pretty short show. This was our last one for 2019, but I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. For those of you that are traveling, please be safe out there on the road or in the air, and I sincerely hope that you guys have a great time celebrating with friends and family. So once again, for more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at @CASDAthletics or follow us on Instagram at @CASDAthletics, and also check out our website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thank you for listening in. We will be back on Wednesday, January 8th at 1:30 p.m. for the first Trojan Sports Report of 2020. And you can listen to that here only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.